43 people, all students at a teacher's college, just disappear. Tomorrow, one full year after that mass disappearance, how much closer is the world to knowing what actually happened there in southern Mexico? After official investigations, Mexico's government has concluded that on September 26, 2014, corrupt police in the southern Mexican town of Iguala instructed a drug gang to round up rivals, apprehending 43 students. They were then handed over to a drug gang, executed, and their bodies incinerated at a garbage dump. But a recent report by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights has discredited many parts of the government's official narrative. Parents have met with the Mexican president, and those parents say they believe their sons are still alive. Tomorrow, on the one-year anniversary, there will be a major demonstration in Mexico City. Right now, we are joined by Josefina Salomon, who is with Amnesty International. They've been pressing the government for answers. Why is this case so important to Amnesty International, especially considering the hundreds of thousands of people who have disappeared in Mexico over the years, Josefina?
Well, this case is important, but exactly because of that. The Ayotzinapa tragedy is one of the worst human rights scandals that have happened in Mexico in recent history. And it has exposed the crisis of disappearances taking place across Mexico. According to official figures, at least 26,000 people have disappeared or gone missing in the last few years, most of them during the Peña Nieto administration. This is a scandal of monumental proportions. You have a country here where anybody can just disappear into thin air and nobody would know what happened to them. The government says that they are taking action in the Ayotzinapa case and in other cases. Mm-hmm. They say they are putting forward investigations. They are saying that they're looking into what has happened. They say that they have arrested a number of people.
And in fact, I understand that they've arrested something like more than 100 people, including the head of that drug gang that was supposed to be central, at least in the government's explanation. Why distrust that account?
Well, the one thing that worries us is that the government continues to insist on the theory that the students were first arrested by the police and then, as you explained earlier, handed over to a drug gang who actually killed them and then incinerated and threw their bodies in a local river. The problem with this is that when the report from the Inter-American Commission of Human Rights came out, it exposed that report as false. International recognized scientists said it is not possible for that to have happened. This is a scandal. You have a government who is continuing to insist that the students were killed, and you have experts who say that it is not scientifically possible for that to happen.
But so, well, let me pull back for just a moment. I mean, the parents insist that their sons are alive. What reason would there be for holding 43 young men? I mean, it would be difficult to hide that. And to my knowledge, there have been no ransom demands or anything like that.
Well, you see, this is the disturbing issue with disappearances. When a person goes missing, goes disappeared after they were arrested by the by police or by the military, by authorities in general, the issue, I think that the most tragic aspect of it is the suffering that it causes to their relatives. You have 43 families who simply do not know what happened to their loved ones. It's been a year of suffering for 43 families to ask again and again every day what has happened to those kids. And simply nobody knows. Nobody knows where they are, whether they're alive. They're simply disappeared.
Josefina Salomon is with Amnesty International. There will be, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, a major protest in Mexico City tomorrow on the one-year anniversary of the disappearances of 43 students in Mexico. Thank you very much.
Thank you.